Michigan primaries, and one of the races, the primaries coming up, is the seat for Michigan's 66th House District, which contains Bruce and Washington Townships in Macomb County, Addison, Brandon, Oakland, and Oxford Townships in Oakland County. In that seat right now is State Representative Josh Shriver, who, is coming up for re-election for this particular seat in the primaries August 6th. And State Representative Josh Shriver joins me now. Hey, Josh, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mr. Duco. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, thank you. Please call me Bob. And we have a mutual friend, Christina Caramo. She's like, Bob, you got to have Josh on. You know, he's great. He's got to win and all that kind of stuff. So tell us about the race. How's it going so far?
Well, we're just doing the best that we can do one day at a time. And similarly to our approach in our office, we swear a sacred oath to uphold the Constitution to the best of our ability. So help me God. And so I'm approaching the campaign in the same way, doing the best I can do and leaving the rest in God's hands.
Yeah, well, absolutely. What do you see as kind of the big issues to talk about? What are the big talking points that you would like voters on August 6th to focus on?
Well, the First Amendment's huge. Illegal immigration is obviously huge. You touched on that just a minute ago. But locally in Oxford, we're known for our gravel pits. And the big local issue here in the township is who's going to have control over where these gravel pits are established? Is it going to be up to the local municipalities, or is the state going to be able to dictate where these gravel pits are going to be placed, even if the local residents of the township oppose it? And so there's a pretty clear line in the sand between people who want to allocate more power to the state and people who are fighting for local control. And I'm firmly on the side of local control on that issue.
Well, I would expect that, certainly. Well, it really does speak to a huge philosophical difference between Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives. It's the liberal left that believes in top-down government style. Government controls as much of your life as possible, as much as small businesses as possible. I'll let the government control it, and then they'll decide what they're going to dole out. Conservatives, Republicans tend to say, no, let's put the power in the hands of the people and the local communities and such. But the ironic thing here, Josh, is that the very same liberals who are all about top-down governing claim that they're about grassroots and from the bottom up. But it really is exactly the opposite, isn't it?
Well, as much as I would like it to be as cut and dry as that, there are, you know, local Republicans in Oxford that want the state to control where gravel pits can be put, for example. And that's just a microcosm of kind of their philosophical base. And so these are Republicans, and I'm being opposed right now in the Republican primary by someone who calls themselves a Republican, as the Small Business Association called me the most conservative lawmaker in Michigan. So right now we have a situation where Republicans are opposing the most conservative lawmaker. And so, unfortunately, it's not as cut and dry as far as, you know, red versus blue.
Josh, you bring up a very good point. I mean, you actually really do, because you're right. And this is a problem in the Republican Party. The Democrat Party has no problem everybody being in lockstep to the left. You don't have any Democrats complaining about Kamala Harris being too liberal on the national stage. However, and you don't have Democrats in Lansing complaining about Gretchen Whitmer being too liberal. But you do have Republicans complaining about people like you being too conservative. And it's like, you know, no, the Republican Party needs to have people that are born-again evangelical Christians, brothers in Christ, solidly conservative, solidly pro-life. But it's unfortunate, because when somebody holds on to the actual positions that the Republican Party is supposed to stand up for, if you look at the GOP plank, I'm having a hard time seeing anything, Josh, that somebody like you or the more conservative members of the legislature here in Michigan or the more conservative members of Congress in Washington. I'm going to have a hard time seeing any positions that they have that's not consistent with what the official position of the Republican Party is supposed to be. So unless I'm missing something, I don't know where what position you might be more right-wing than the Republican Party is supposed to be in their plank.
Well, and the Republican Party platform is not stagnant. It's moving left. Mm-hmm. And that is something to be considered as well. There are individuals in the party itself that are working. God was mentioned, I think, 10 to 16 times in the old Republican Party platform. And now he's mentioned zero times. There's two mentions of God-given, like God-given rights. But he was mentioned outright about 10 to 15, 16 times in the past platform, and now he's not mentioned at all. And so that's just an indicator of the direction that the platform is headed in. And so at the end of the day, regardless of the platform, I'm here to represent God and government. I'm here to stand for the best interests of Michigan residents, period. And there's no platform that will cause me to go left.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, we need Republicans to be elected who are as conservative as possible, plain and simple. And so, folks, State Representative Josh Shriver, this is the 66th House District. You can go to his website at Rep Shriver, for Representative Shriver, repshriver.com. And again, the 66th contains in Macomb Township, Bruce and Washington Townships, in Oakland County, Addison, Brandon, Oakland, and Oxford Townships. And State Representative Josh Shriver. Josh, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you having me on. Just a quick clarification, the website is joshuashriver.com, JOSHUASCHRIVER.com. And Mr. Duco, I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for influencing and empowering generation after generation of Christian in the Metro Detroit area. My family is evident of that, from my mom to my aunts and uncles, down to me and then my children. And so I appreciate you and everything that you've done for so many generations, and day after day, just the tireless work. You are a beacon of hope for our area. So thank you.
No, well, that really means a lot, Josh. I genuinely appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I want to make sure we got the website right. It's joshuashriver.com. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
joshuashriver.com. And Shriver, everybody, is S-C-H-R-I-V-E-R. Just think S-C-H River. It's probably the easiest way to think of it. But joshuashriver.com. And all right, Josh, thanks so much. Hey, we wish you the best on August 6th.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah, you too. Take care now. You're listening to the Bob